My name's Ana Maria Cardinale Padilla. I'm from Santa Fe. I'm 18 generations from Santa Fe. And what brought me out here today was to celebrate the 400-year history of the intercession of Our Lady. I'm a Catholic. The intercession of Our Lady to the return of this home that's been my home and the home of Native peoples together for all these generations.
Annette Baca. I'm a native of Santa Fe, and we always grew up with fiestas, and it's a tradition. I think the Native Americans have a right to protest, but they also have to see all the good that has come from everything. And this is tradition. You can't change the past. And we can't forget where we came from. They have their cultures, and we respect that as well. So just respect our culture as well.
If you celebrate fiesta, you celebrate genocide. If you celebrate fiesta, you celebrate genocide.
Brad Timmerman from Surprise, Arizona. Well, you see so much protesting around the whole country now, and it's totally unexpected, but I guess, you know, after, you know, from 1680 till now, you would have thought a lot of this could be resolved one way or the other.
My name is Charles Rosacker, and I was born in Santa Fe. My parents and my wife's parents were born just close to the Guadalupe Church in Santa Fe. And so we go back a lot of years, and like many of us, we're of mixed blood. And the sooner we figure out that we're really one tribe, the better off we're going to be.
Donald and Winfield, the African Americans are trying to get rid of these things in history that represent a part of their life that was, you know, really bad, you know. And the natives are saying the same thing here about fiestas, because these people are out here talking about how they conquered the Indians, you know, and took their land, and, you know, and that's history now, you know. I mean, and that's where it should be, is in the history museum, you know, not out here on the street.